Hi, this is Paco Magsaysay. I am the creator and founder of Carmen's Best Ice Cream, and this is our story. Anthony Bourdain once said that he likes learning more about the chefs that cook his food, so he gets a better appreciation of what he's eating, you know, whether it's the place where the chef grew up. It tells a lot on how the chef prepares or cooks his food. And to a certain extent, it's the same thing with me, because I spent my growing years in the U.S., and, you know, the U.S. is the capital of ice cream capital of the world, you know. And growing up in the U.S., most of my taste is actually very Western. You know, even when I eat normal food every day, I tend to eat more Western food. And it goes along for my ice cream flavors. It's the flavors that I ate growing up in the U.S. That's why every flavor actually has a story. And as you get a little bit older, you're able to afford to travel a little bit. And as I travel to different parts of the world, I get to eat more ice cream and try different flavors. So I think I've been able to successfully put that in the menu of Carmen's Best. That the ice cream flavors I've tried, that I enjoyed in the different countries that I've traveled to, is part of the list of flavors of Carmen's Best. I was born in 1968, stayed in Manila till about, I think, the age of 10. Then I moved to San Francisco initially. Spent a year studying there, junior high. Moved back to Manila for a year as my mom relocated to Texas. And then when she settled down after 1 year, we moved back to Houston. And that was, if I'm not mistaken, 1981. So from 1981 to 1993, I studied and I worked in Houston. So that was junior high, high school, and college. So when people say that my flavors are different, it's because I didn't really grow up here. And from the pistachio almond fudge to the coffee almond fudge or the vanilla that I'm accustomed to, or even the Brazilian coffee, that was my favorite flavor. So when I finally made a coffee ice cream better than Haagen-Dazs, I knew I had something going, you know. Yeah, and then later on in life, I started traveling, and that's where I got the Hokey Pokey ice cream in New Zealand, the Spanish Turon in Spain, which is actually an almond ice cream. Because when you say Turon here, people think of banana, but it's an almond ice cream. So, I mean, just thinking of those flavors that I ate, I remember, you know, the feeling I had when I was eating it for the first time. And I kept on thinking, I wonder if I can buy this ice cream in Manila or if I can buy this ice cream in the U.S. And I couldn't, because it was only available in Spain, or it was available in New Zealand or wherever it may be. You know? So I decided to make it, you know. So we're making the ice cream now, and I honestly think it's better than how they make it, because we make it in a very homemade way, whereas they make it in a commercial way. I came back to Manila in 1993 because my dad ran for vice president in 1992 and lost, and decided to stay in Manila to help with the family business. But I didn't want to get into politics. That was not for me. So it was more helping with the family business. My first kid was born in 93. And then the next one was born in 95. And Carmen was born in 97. So Carmen's actually 17 years old now. She's the name of the brand, Carmen's Best. Actually, I remember when we came up with the name Carmen's Best Dairy Products, I didn't tell her about it, because we were just playing around and I didn't think it was going to be anything big, you know, like, okay, well, I'll name the company Carmen's Best dairy products. You know, for whatever we make, it's Carmen's Best. And little did we know that it was going to grow like this. So when people meet her, they take pictures with her, and she's like a celebrity, and she's loving it. Yeah, so it's a good experience for the kids too, to see that from zero to what we are now. You know. On the personal side, I'm a little bit on the OC side. So I knew immediately that baking was my thing. It was not really cooking, where people sort of put a pinch of this and a pinch of that. And I'm more, it has to be exact. So I need to know what's going to be in it. I remember the first day I bought my first mixer, my first KitchenAid. I was taking my master's in AIM. And the first part of our program is called self-mastery and understanding yourself, you know, like strengths and weaknesses and all that. And as I was sitting down listening to our professor, Professor Andy Ferreria, I remember he was talking about, you know, you should know your strengths and weaknesses and, know where you can get talent to help you and whatever you're weak in and so on. And I was thinking, well, I'm very OC. And I said, I think I want to try baking. From school, I went straight to town center. I went to the Coleman store and I bought my first KitchenAid. And that night, I was making my first batch of cookies because, you know, I learned to bake and even to make ice cream by watching YouTube, you know. So that's how my baking life started. It was more of me wanting to test out my OC-ness or my wanting to give my kids, you know, cookies and fudge and whatnot, you know. The first four flavors, as I mentioned earlier, was salted caramel, which is still our number one selling flavor, Brazilian coffee, butter pecan, and malted milk. So initially, I was searching the internet for recipes, and I bought books. And one of the books I bought, which I still keep, is a book of David Leibowitz called The Perfect Scoop. And in the book of David Leibowitz, there are many, many recipes or different kinds of ice cream. And what stood out and what really hit me was the malted milk, which was made with Horlicks powder. And for the young people who are listening, this Horlicks powder is it's like a malt powder, which was popular before Ovaltine's, you know. So for the younger people, they know Ovaltine's. But before Ovaltine's, it was Maltesers. You know, I remember as a kid, we'd, you know, pop one of those pills in our mouth and then feel like we're getting stronger and, you know, start, you know, attacking everybody because you just ate a Maltesers pill. So that was one flavor. The next flavor, which also came from the book of David Leibowitz, was salted caramel. And I knew that caramel was big with Pinoys, and I also loved caramel. So we had to make that salted caramel flavor. So we were actually one of the first to come up with that flavor back in February of 2011. Because if you recall, back in February 2011, not many people had salted caramel, but now everybody has it. The third one was butter pecan, and we made butter pecan. That was my favorite flavor in Houston because, you know, butter pecan ice cream was such a big thing back there. So I had to make that. And the coffee ice cream, I had to make that also because of the correlation with Häagen-Dazs, that I was always buying the coffee ice cream. But then when I made this Brazilian coffee ice cream, it was significantly better than Häagen-Dazs. And what makes us different from everybody else? I think it's the fact that we use fresh milk. When you say fresh milk, we're actually the only farm in the Philippines that offer a fresh milk product. The other farms have a product that's called recombined. And the recombined product is fresh milk plus a mixture of water and powdered milk. That's a recombined product. But our farm comes out with fresh milk, meaning all the milk that we use in the ice cream comes out from the cow. and we pasteurize it at 76.5 degrees. HTST process, or high temperature short time, so that's 15 seconds. And the milk tastes like the milk you'll get in the US or Australia and what have you. So that's the milk we use. And dairy is 80% of ice cream. So, you know, I can talk to you about the breed of cows that we have, the feeds that we give the cows at different stages of them being pregnant, them being dried off, and so on, how we take care of the cows. So I can talk about the milk side of our ice cream for one whole segment, you know. So when you guys are eating ice cream, you have to ask the ice cream maker, what type of milk do you buy or what type of milk do you use? And don't forget, that's 80% of their product, the milk, the dairy. And that's, I think, what really separates us from everybody else. Now, going to the flavors like the chocolate, the vanilla, the pistachio, how we choose our ingredients is based on taste and not on profit margin. So we'll have three samples for chocolate, for instance. We'll have a sample A, B, and C. We will not know who the suppliers are, but we will taste the three different ice creams and choose our supplier based on the taste, not on which one will give us the profit margin we're looking for. So we've done that with pretty much all our flavors. That's why when you meet different people, they all have a different favorite flavor of Carmen's Best, because all our flavors are made to the best possible way that we know how to make it. In the past few months, we've been looking to buy a larger ice cream machine. And one of the questions that the vendors ask us is, do you have, or what is your base recipe? And I started thinking, base recipe? I don't have a base recipe, because all our ice cream is made from the bottom up. Meaning, I don't have a base recipe and add chocolate for the chocolate ice cream. I don't have a base recipe and put pistachio for my pistachio ice cream. All our ice cream is made differently. So some may have 4 eggs, some might have 8 eggs, some might have 6 eggs, or some might have less sugar, some will have more sugar. So it really depends on the flavor, because we don't have a base recipe that we use for our ice cream. So even in buying the machines for our expansion, we have to approach it in a very different way. Whenever I meet people and I find out that they have some Carmen's Best ice cream in their freezer, I feel really touched, because I feel that the ice cream is so much a big part of me, from the flavors, from the ingredients, from the color, from the logo, from the packaging, that when I hear that people serve our ice cream to their children, to their parents, to their friends and relatives, I get really touched that, you know, this has become part of a lot of people's lives. And the feeling I get when I hear this from other people is just hard to describe, because, you know, as you're hearing them talk about your product, they've got a huge smile on their face. I don't know. I mean, just even talking now, I get goosebumps thinking about it, because can you imagine giving so much joy and happiness to so many people? And every time people talk to me about it, they've got a huge smile on their face. So it's so fulfilling to be doing what we're doing. And even though I'm tired and I think of these people's faces, smiling and talking about the ice cream, it makes me want to work harder. You know, our commitment to giving the best possible ice cream and just have people try what we feel ice cream should taste like. It's been a journey that I can't even explain. It's just so overwhelming. Thank you for listening today. You may get more information from our website, which is www.carmensbest.com. Our Instagram account is #carmensbest. And in Facebook, our fan page is Carmen's Best Artisanal Ice Cream. Hope you can catch our next show. Thank you.